fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Monday, the 31st of October, Firearms Monday, with Sam Andrews. The website for Freedom Train USA is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. The telephone, you want to sign up for a class, have a custom rifle built, become part of a group purchase of thermal imaging, that phone number will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. And we open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The telephone to call in is 512-248-8252. Sam, I mentioned something over the weekend to you that we the U.S., we trained about 15,000 or so Afghan soldiers to become Afghan special forces prior to the collapse of the government. Those men are all now in hiding or arrested or whatever. The Russian government is attempting to recruit these men that we trained to fight on behalf of Russia in Ukraine. That's kind of an interesting turn of events, isn't it?
And not unexpected. This has happened many times because when the United States gets involved in things they shouldn't get involved in, and they train people that they shouldn't be training, eventually the other side wins them over and turns them against the people. So, you know, honestly, when I look at Ukraine and I look at Russia, a lot of people have a strong opinions about that. And of course, the news media is trying to get you to support Ukraine. Ukraine is the human trafficking capital of Europe. It's the pedophile capital of Europe. That's why people like Romney and Pelosi and all these clowns have their hooks in Ukraine. I look at it pretty much like I looked at the Ferguson deal. There's nobody doing the right thing. There is no good guy in this fight. Russia's not the good guy. Ukraine's not the good guy. Do I blame Russia for going in and taking out all the bio labs? I probably would have done the same thing. You know, this clown running Ukraine, you know, he's no bastion of morality, I'll tell you that. So, you know, where are we at in this world? If you'd have told me, I remember when Obama was in office. If you'd have told me 25 years ago, when, or 30 years ago, when 40 years ago, when Reagan was president, right? If you'd have told me that there will come a day in America where the American president would be pro-abortion, pro-medical tyranny, you know, pro all of these horrific, tyrannical things, and the president of Russia would be anti-gay, anti-abortion, conservative Christian values, I would have said you're crazy. That day will never come. Now, is Putin supposedly a Christian convert now? Yes, he is. He's supposedly an Orthodox Christian. Was he KGB? Did he do all kinds of evil things in his life? Yes, he did. Where is he at now? I don't know, but I can tell you this. He's anti-gay. He's anti-abortion. He's anti-tyranny from a medical standpoint. And look at where we are as Americans, as supposedly freedom-loving people. What we are is a bunch of sheep. Collectively as a group, we're a bunch of sheep. And, you know, when they told us, you can't go to your loved one's funeral, you can't sit by your loved one while they die, everyone in this country should have stood up and said, that's it, no more. But everybody sit there and took it like a bunch of sheep. And I'm so embarrassed for this country. As I look back over the COVID years, the 2 years of ridiculous tyranny, I am stunned, shocked, disgusted at the lack of response to blatant lies and blatant tyranny by our own government and our own health departments. People, if you don't learn to stand up for your freedom, it's going to be taken away from you, and it's going to be taken away very, very soon. So it's time to stand up. It's time to be counted. It's time to shut down voter fraud. It's time to reestablish the will of the people. And for God's sake, get to the polls and vote. It may be your last chance to vote in this country. Do it in November. Don't make excuses. Get you and your friends to the polls, period, dot.
Week from tomorrow. Sam, you mentioned something earlier. That's the what appears to be a nationwide charge of diesel fuel beginning in about 25 days.
Yeah, that's what some people are claiming, that we're going to be out of diesel fuel. And so when you talk about what kind of things can trigger civil unrest, so an evil government arresting a politician that represents the people, or a businessman that represents the people, that can trigger civil unrest. What else can trigger civil unrest? Massive voter fraud, that can trigger civil unrest. Another thing that can trigger civil unrest is a breakdown in the logistical system that allows food to be distributed. Keep in mind that the cities consume more food than they grow. Out in the country in America, in rural Missouri, rural Iowa, rural Illinois, Texas, Florida, they grow more food than they use. It's the opposite. So how do we balance this? We do it with things called diesel semis. We load diesel semis full of food, and we haul them into the cities. Steak and vegetables and corn and ice cream, all this stuff gets moved by trucks. And if we have a diesel shortage in this country and food stops moving into the cities, kaboom, things explode. Because when people get hungry, human nature takes over. Primal human nature takes over. People are 3 days of hunger away from attacking their neighbors and 3 weeks away from eating their neighbors. That's right. I said eating your neighbor. So if you don't think the food thing is a big deal, then you probably don't understand how big a deal being short on diesel fuel is. Because if we're short on diesel, there's no trucks carrying food into the cities. And now we've got a tinderbox waiting to explode.
Absolutely. We got a couple of callers on hold here, Sam. First, we have Mike in South Carolina. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, sir. Hey, Sam, I'm running a Glock 34 in Speed Steel Challenge, and I have a trigger failure to reset. Can you explain some causes for failure to reset a trigger, please?
And did you say a Glock 34?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you could have a compromised return spring that needs to be replaced. You could have a broken part inside the trigger mechanism. you could have dirt or debris or a buildup of some type of fouling or gumminess that doesn't allow the trigger mechanism to travel its full length of travel, which you need to reset the trigger. Those are the three things that come to mind that I would look for initially. Have you taken apart, cleaned it immaculately, and put everything back together yet?
Oh, no. So that's the first thing I'll do. Thank you very much, sir.
Roger that.
Okay. Our next caller is Joe in Oklahoma. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Sam, just a quick note. I'm still on your team. Right on, bro.
Well, thank you, sir. We're all in this together, and we need to get ready and to do what we need to do as Christians and as Americans. And so you're good to hear you say that.
Well, you're hitting the bull. Right on. That's it.
Talk to you.
Okay. Okay, man, a few words.
Thank you.
Our next caller is Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. I heard this the other day. Well, when you have a lack of knowledge, you're a coward. When you have wisdom and knowledge, you're brave because you have something to stand on, a principle to stand on. That makes sense to me. Any comment?
Sure. I think if someone wants to do a deep dive into that comment, I think one of the things you can do is go to your exhaustive concordance and look up the word fear in the concordance and start reading scriptural verses that talk about fear. Because the Bible instructs us to fear only our Father in heaven. And see, when you look at tyrannical governments, their main mechanism for controlling the people is fear. Now, they try and manifest that fear in different ways. But the main mechanism that they control the people is through fear. And if you don't fear the tyrannical government, then you can't be manipulated. And, you know, I think it may have been Jesus that said, fear only your Father in heaven. And I think he talked about his Father in heaven having the power to destroy both body and soul. Okay, so most people fear the government. They fear their money being taken away, their lifestyle being taken away. They fear being killed by a tyrannical government. If you don't think the people in Germany, that the Jews in Germany were afraid of being killed by the German government, then you don't understand the plight and the difficulties they went through. But I think that courage in itself doesn't come directly from wisdom. I think wisdom supports courage, but courage is a decision to act and do the right thing, regardless of how fearful a situation you're in. And it's not just the knowledge, but there's a resolve, there's a sense of duty, there's a sense of righteousness, there's a moral framework that goes along with that wisdom that drives a man to do the right thing, even when it's hard, and even when there could be negative consequences.
That's a good response. Oh, just a little blip I saw on Gab that Fox News in Phoenix ran the Democrat Hobbs winning the election last week. So
isn't that interesting?
Yeah, you think she's the one that rigged the last election? What would it be, 16? Or the presidential? She was Secretary of State at the time. Head of the election. So anyway, yeah, you got to have principles.
Yeah, let's go to Matthew 10:28. Do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul. But rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. So there's a Bible verse you can hang your hat on. We are not to be afraid of men. And evil men run evil governments, and we are not to fear them ever in any circumstance. You better fear your Father in heaven, and you better do the right thing.
I agree. And it's, we'll find out here shortly who fears who. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Johnny.
Thanks for the call, Scott. Our next caller is Mark in Oregon. Good morning, Mark.
Hello. Hello.
Go ahead, Mark. You're on here.
Yeah, Mr. Moore, I was wondering, both of you, if you had seen President Trump's inaugurational speech, and he was about 2 minutes into it, and there were 8 military dressed, full uniform military personnel that marched up right behind him and stood at attention. And then when he said something kind of like, when the government is being given back to you, the people, the captain came in between those officers and dismissed them. They all about faced and marched out. Do you know, did you see that?
I did not.
I didn't myself either, no.
You know what that means?
What does it mean? Tell us.
Symbolically, that the military has been in control since President Trump has been president, and that they asked him to run for president. Well, that's not true?
No, Trump, are you saying Trump has controlled the military since the day he became president to the current day?
Now, listen, I was just telling you.
I'm asking you, what are you saying? Are you saying that
the
president...
Obama dismissed 200 generals, or whatever it was, the other good guys asked Trump to run for president, and have you ever seen a military march up behind a president doing his inaugural speech and then turn around and march out?
I have not. I've seen quite a few inaugurations. I've never seen that.
Well, then what do you think that means?
I'm not sure what it symbolizes myself.
So I'm asking you.
It means the
military
has been in control of our government since then. And this is something that the American people don't know because it hasn't been told. The whole story hasn't been told yet. And there's plenty of people on the net. Okay, don't agree.
No.
Just wait.
I don't agree. I'll tell you why I don't agree. Because I've worked in D.C. Because I've worked for flag officers, Admiral Hall, 3-star.
Okay, then why is D.C. almost empty right now? Why is it almost empty?
Why is what almost empty?
D.C. Why is there office buildings almost empty and there's fences around the Capitol and the White House has been empty and that Biden has been using places to fake the inside of the Oval Office and things like that?
Sir, you're going to have to get better sources because I was just in D.C. and the White House is not empty. There is a fence around the Capitol, but... the fence around the Capitol was at the request of Nancy Pelosi and the people that work in the Capitol. Okay.
Have you been in the White House?
I don't know where you're getting your information.
Have you been in the White House? Have you been in the White House?
Not in the last year, but you're making stuff up. I mean,
I'm not making it up. It's the people I'm listening to on the internet who's trying to wake up the American people who are asleep.
Lying to the American. Lying to the American people is not an appropriate way to wake up the American people. Okay?
Because they have to do it this. They have to do it this way. It has to be done the way that Trump is doing it right now. He hasn't been coming back yet.
You need mental health. You're psychotic.
Okay, Mark, thank you for the call. We're done. We'll move on from there.
Got a break?
We have a break.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's where you'll find EMP shield devices to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college, the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses at thelibertyman.com with a nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. The telephone, you want to sign up for a class, have a custom rifle built. Beginning Wednesday afternoon, he will answer the phone at 417-718-2597. Sam, looks like our next caller is Andy in Texas. Good morning, Andy.
Well, hey, gentlemen, I think that last phone call is yet another example of misinformation, and other people are supposed to come and save us, and QAnon is still working together, and we've got this underground network of people that are fighting for us, which is just an appeasement. People need to realize that you're not going to get out of this with somebody else doing it for you. You have to do this for yourself. You have to network with people. You have to be prepared for anything that's coming. They're not going to prepare you for anything. There's not a single congressman out there that's running for office that's telling you anything about a digital currency or a carbon tax or anything like that, or the impending food shortage that's coming up. Nobody's warning their constituents. Does that kind of disqualify these people to be your representative? I think so. We have so many things going on in the world, and everybody wants somebody else to rescue them. And I think that's therein lies the reason that we're going to have a very hard time getting our country back.
Amen, brother.
Okay. Well said, Andy.
That's all I got.
All right. Thank you for the call. We have open lines. Call number is 512-248-8252. I want to remind everybody there's an excellent video that Sam put together at the website freedomtrain.net giving the proper way to clean your rifle, and that's something that very few people know relative to the overall population.
Yeah, there's some good information there, and you know, basically how you treat your barrel determines how accurate your weapon is. You can make your gun less accurate by not cleaning it properly, and then there's another aspect of cleaning, which is how you clean and lubricate the working parts, which lends to the reliability of the weapon. And so you want to learn both how to clean your barrel properly and also how to clean and lubricate the weapon properly based on the environment you're in. If you're in Arizona, you're in the desert, southern Texas, a lot of blowing sand and fine silt, or in the mountains where it's very dry, you may want to use a dry lube method. If you're in eastern deciduous forest, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Missouri, you may want to use synthetic oil, what we call a petroleum lubricant, to clean and lubricate your weapon. I go over all the details of that and how we do that in the video. It's definitely worth a look if you've got 20 minutes and you have rifles.
It is imperative that people learn how to clean their rifle and their pistol properly, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay. What direction do you want to go next, Sam? We got a bottom of the hour break here in a couple of minutes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that second to last caller. Okay. First off, QAnon was a project to create misinformation to the conservative Christian patriot community. And it was QAnon was put together by two people in the intelligence community who combined some of their own programming with some artificial intelligence, which would basically create stories to tell American patriots what they wanted to hear. This was an inoculation. It was an anesthetization of the American patriot, thinking that everything was part of the plan. So you just could sit on your butt and do nothing, and someone would come fix these problems for you. Nothing could be further from the truth. And so when you hear this kind of stuff like Trump's been in control of the military since he took office, and no, Trump was ousted in a crooked election. Trump has no control over the military, has no control over the executive branch. Anyone who tells you that he has control over those things right now is a bald-faced liar. They've been deceived, or they're parroting a lie, or they are purporting a lie of their own will. And so we need discernment. Time for a break.
We do. I think we covered that enough. We can move on from there. We have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. My assistant webmaster is doing a stellar job. My Rumble archives are back up full speed. My writing archives will be back up by the end of the day today. And adding new articles to the COVID section and just making a lot of progress here. I now have a Twitter account as of last week. Go to @JRLiberty5 to get to my Twitter account, and if you follow me, I will follow you. We'll be doing this broadcast, Sam, if you're interested, in a week or two. We'll be doing this broadcast on video also at the same time. If you're interested, it's an option you can exercise if you choose to, sir. And I know I'm catching you off guard here, Sam. And last but not least, if you have arthritis pain, check out the Energy Cleaners. I'm getting a fresh shipment this week, getting all the back orders caught up. Peter in Australia, you're getting your three will be shipped out to you, as always. And helping people get their lives back with the Energy Cleaner and the mattress pads that go with them at thelibertyman.com. The toll for your line is 800-592-9543. Well, Sam, you do have something to consider. If you want to do video with us in a week or two, you'll be welcome to. It is an option that you can exercise.
I think video is a great idea. We can add some video to our firearms tip of the week and give people some visual references.
Absolutely. And people love video. So that's what we're working on. My assistant is diligently trying to figure this out. And I'll be with Doug Hagman today for the first time in 2 months. And looking forward to that as well. This fundraiser for Doug's people, it's not quite filled up.
The fundraiser, you're talking about the class?
Right, the class, right.
The basic tactical training class in December is not full. We have 4 or 5 slots open. It will be December 1st, that's a Thursday, December 2nd, Friday, 3rd, Saturday, and December 4th, Sunday. So the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, 4-day class. It is the gateway class. It is a prerequisite to any other course material in the tactical lane. You need that class. And if you care about defending your life, liberty, and your property, you need that class, and you need the next class, which is the Urban Vehicle Tactical Course, where you learn how to use cover. If you have those two courses under your belt, you are so much better prepared to defend yourself. You are a much harder target, much tougher to kill. I'll take guys that have graduated from those two classes and put them against any Marine or Ranger unit in the country, and my students would destroy them. That's because we teach you skills at the Tier 1 level. You're learning how to fight like a SEAL, not like a Ranger or a Marine. And those skills, learning how to use cover, being a very small target, being able to command a very large area with your weapon system, is a big deal in a fight. And so I would highly encourage people that own guns, that think that they know how to use their guns, to come take this class and learn the proper way to do things. If you've been trained by a cop or an 11 Bravo, you're in big trouble. If you've been trained by a Marine, a standard Marine with firearms, you're in big trouble in a fight. So come learn the way the SEALs do it, the way the Secret Service does it, the way the real professionals, the highest level firearms professionals in the world fight. Come and learn those skills. We will teach them to you, and you will be a different, tougher, smarter human being because of it.
Absolutely. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Go ahead, John. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yeah, we hear you.
I had a question concerning the apparent sympathy that is growing, particularly like under a particularly among someone who objected or exposed the that weapons of mass destruction, there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. His name is, he's a former major in the Marine Corps. You know his name. I can't recall his name at the moment.
I know who you're talking about. I have his book, right?
What's his name?
I don't recall it at the moment either, but I have his book.
Right? All right, for the guest, what is your take on him? Why is he seems to be very pro-Russian in his stance, or an advocate for the Russian side of the Ukrainian war. What do you think of him? Is he misguided? Is he correct? What is his, what do you think of his position? He's been doing a lot of YouTubes about it.
John, do you have an opinion on the Ukrainian-Russian war?
Well, it's not that. It's a specific gentleman. He was a former, he was a major in the U.S. Marines, and he was given the task before the Gulf War to look all over Iraq with full permission of the Iraqi government for any nuclear weapons production facility. And he was unable to find any, despite giving full access to any place in the entire country. Of course, you can't find what doesn't exist. As to what he's doing right now, I don't know what's motivating him, why he's doing what he's doing, supporting Russia in this war. But that is, in fact, what he's doing.
His name's Scott Ritter.
Scott Ritter, that's right.
Yep. So let's break this down into several sections. Let's start with Iraq. Okay, Iraq did have a nuclear weapons program. Their scientists working on that program didn't want Iraq to have nuclear weapons and were covertly sabotaging the program. So they had no functioning nuclear weapons. They did have a weapons program. They did have weapons development facilities. They did have chemical weapons that were weapons of mass destruction that were found. But there were no functioning nuclear weapons developed by Iraq found in Iraq. I won't say there were no nuclear weapons found in Iraq, but there were no functional nuclear weapons found manufactured by Iraq in Iraq. Now, second issue, Ukraine and Russia. Okay, Ukraine is a bastion of evil. Okay, Ukraine has huge moral framework problems. Ukraine had 19 chemical labs in various places around the country. Did Putin have justification for going in and destroying the labs? He probably did have moral justification for that. Did he have justification for taking the land and destroying this facility and killing innocent Ukrainians? He did not have moral justification for that. So Putin clearly did some wrong things there. He probably did some right things there. Does Ukraine have the moral ground to stand on other than the fact that we were a sovereign country? No. The fact is Ukraine was involved in horrendous levels of evil, of human trafficking and pedophilia, and corruption from a financial standpoint and money laundering. So what we really have here in Ukraine and Russia, and Ritter tends to not tell both sides of the story because he has a very limited, narrow viewpoint on things. But the fact is neither side did the right thing 100%, and Ukraine has had big problems, and what they got from Russia they had coming. Now, the innocent people that were killed in this did not deserve this, right? We don't ever try and morally justify taking innocent human lives. That's a horrendous crime. So you have Putin doing the wrong thing. You have Ukraine doing the wrong thing. Just like Ferguson, nobody's doing the right thing. So whatever Ritter said, I don't really care what his perspective is. But what Ritter's probably trying to counter is the media's lies telling you that you should be supporting Ukraine 100% because, oh, poor Ukraine. Not really. Getting involved in a war on Ukraine's side is absolutely a disaster for the United States, and it never should have happened.
Plus, it's depleting our stocks of critical tactical weapons, isn't it, Sam?
It is depleting a number of things, but also the whole involvement is causing – is Biden is using this as moral justification to deplete our oil reserves, which weakens this country dramatically because armies run on oil, whether we want to believe it or not.
Okay. John, you got a very complete answer there. Anything else?
So they're treating Ukraine as a poor little Belgium. And Belgium was a corrupt, despite Belgium's corrupt dealings in the Congo. And who was really behind the corruption, these human trafficking? Was it the president, one of the ones that took over in 2014 in that coup, which may have been CIA sponsored? And there was a lot of like Jeff Nyquist is saying that the current regime that took over is not the one responsible for the human trafficking and the money laundering, but the crypto communist regime which existed before Zelensky, before the present government took over in that coup. What are your thoughts?
Well, that could be somewhat accurate. Doesn't matter. Zelensky did nothing to shut it down. He grew it. So there's no way to defend Zelensky on this deal. And the bottom line is, you change the pedophiles in control of Washington, I'll bet you our policy on Ukraine changes. I'll bet my house it changes if you get rid of the pedophiles in D.C. We'll see, though.
All right. John, we do thank you for your call. We need to move on. The call number is 512-248-8252. Over the weekend, you mentioned the film Captain Phillips, starring Tom Hanks, which is a docudrama about what happened with the 2009 hijacking of the first American cargo ship to be hijacked in 200 years by Somali pirates. And you mentioned the why the Navy SEALs really did shoot the Somali pirates as opposed to what was portrayed in the movie. And it was dramatically different. The technology, the way they did it, the protocols, I found rather intense and rather amazing. I thought it was just three really good snipers on their own, but there was a lot more to it, wasn't there, Sam?
Yeah, when we work, you know, the tier one level, the hostage rescue level, Dev Group, Team 6, Team 5, some of the CAG teams, the National Mission Asset teams, when you do a what we call a sniper-initiated assault or you do a hostage rescue with what we call a command fire sequence, it's a very coordinated, sophisticated dance. Now, our major metropolitan SWAT teams, we practice this command fire sequence basically for hostage rescue. If people are being held hostage, we do a command fire sequence. We have multiple snipers that are coordinated by a team leader, and there is a known mission to shoot a particular threat in a hostage situation, and it's done in a coordinated way with multiple snipers. And I don't want to go into the details of it on the air.
Right.
I don't think that would do our police any service.
We don't need to do that. You're right.
We don't need to talk about the details of it. But just know this, that the movie, when the SEAL team guys did their command fire sequence in the movie where the Navy operators shot the Somali captors, the command fire sequence that was illustrated in the movie was only a small piece of the actual coordination going on to pull that off. It's much more complex than that, and the technology used by the Navy is pretty remarkable, and they use more shooters than necessarily they showed in the movie.
Absolutely. Well, there's backups on the backups, aren't there?
Yes, there are, and especially when you're shooting through glass, you know, you're definitely using multiple shooters, and you're using bigger caliber weapons, and you're doing a number of things to make sure that is successful. And by the way, the Navy did a bang up job on that operation. That was a perfect example of how you do it right.
There's quite a few videos on YouTube of Somali pirates versus the United States Navy. That's pretty spectacular. So, in many cases,
good fun.
yeah. I mean, these Somali pirates basically have what I would, you know, about the same thing as a big bass boat, and sometimes a little bit bigger ship against U.S. Navy warships, and the weaponry they have, which is no match at all. But they put themselves in that position, didn't they?
Well, you go around pirating other ships, and you're going to catch a Raufus round from a 50 BMG from a Navy operator, and you earned that. So good luck to you.
And even heavier guns. These Navy deck guns are pretty awesome, aren't they?
They are massive. And, I don't think the Somalis will make a very good living attacking Navy ships, that's for sure. They will the liberal-run, you know, undefended ships of commerce, but they're not going to have a lot of success messing with the U.S.
Navy. Well, the Brits attempt to stop heavily armed pirates with loudspeakers and water cannons. That doesn't work too well. It doesn't work too well.
It certainly puts the people on your ship at a much higher risk. I don't accept that risk. I think that's unacceptable. I think they should use different techniques.
Well, if you're being attacked by unarmed Boy Scouts, it may work, but not armed pirates who are high on cot. This is a drug that is in daily use in much of Somalia, cot. When you're high on that cot, you pretty much lose your sense of fear and move forward against crazy odds.
Well, I could tell you this. If you are armed with a firearm and you aggress someone and you get a vaccine, a high-speed lead vaccine for your efforts. You deserve it. You earned it. Congratulations.
That's right. Absolutely. We've got our last break coming up here momentarily. We might scoot one more call in here. The call number is 512-248-8252. Yeah, Kalashnikovs versus Navy deck guns doesn't work out too well. Looks like we got Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. Hi. I wanted to draw an analogy between the situation with looking for nuclear
weapons.
Hold
that thought. We got a break, Glenn.
We'll get back to your comments after the break, Glenn. Hold on, everybody.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Gentlemen, we're back. Glenn, what's your analogies you want to put across?
I wanted to draw an analogy between Scott Ritter looking for nuclear weapons stuff in Iraq, contrasted and compared with current allegations of dirty bomb materials in Ukraine that some are expecting to be used for a false flag. And that's just the finding of these materials is part of the issue. Now, you know, so one cannot prove the non-existence of something. One can only prove the existence of something. This is why our system is based on someone being innocent until proven guilty, which actually is a little different under the Uniform Code of Military Justice than it is under American civil law for civilians. But, okay, so one can say that one is allowing someone access, complete access to a country or the facilities, but if there are facilities that are hidden and can't be detected by planes or satellites or something like that, you know, that's you know, a problem. We still don't know everything if something is hidden. Now, if something doesn't exist, as you just pointed out, John, you can't prove the existence of something that isn't there. But by the same token, if something is well hidden, that's also a problem. Now, about these nuclear materials, dirty bomb materials in Ukraine, my understanding is, and I've heard numerous times, this stuff can be detected by aircraft and satellites, these isotope signatures. They know if there are nuclear materials there, and it should be quite plausible for someone, you know, to go in and check this out. But I myself am work on the assumption I don't know anything about what's going on over in Ukraine and Russia, because there's so many contradictory reports and everybody knows with great certainty, and all I have is propaganda to go by.
All right. Glenn, thank you for the call. We'll see if Sam has a quick response. We're almost out of time. You're on mute there, Sam.
There were a number of briefcase nukes that disappeared from the Soviet Union, and we do have the ability with satellites and aircraft to detect nuclear materials. The problem with the briefcase nukes disappearing is the people that made them go away knew how to shield them and move them. So you get into trouble when you assume you know everything, and I agree with what Glenn said, and it's fundamentally correct. And the fact is that we don't know everything, and we don't know all the hidden places, and we don't have complete knowledge. So making assumptions can be very, very, very dangerous.
Okay, Glenn, thank you for the call. We're out of time. We're not going to take any more callers. Sam, you have a parting comment for our listeners?
Absolutely. Defund the FBI, fund RBM, support your local police, and let freedom ring. I'll see you next week, John.
Roger that. Thank you. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless you guys, my beautiful state of Missouri. God bless the large, beautiful state of Texas. Please, Lord, God bless the United States of America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.